فقال الملأ الذين كفروا من قومه: ما نراك إلا بشرا مثلنا، وما نراك اتبعك إلا الذين هم أراذلنا بادي الرأي، وما نرى لكم علينا من فضل بل نظنكم كاذبين. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت، والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله، كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected ulama kiram, elders, dear brothers and those listening over the receivers, Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, we find ourselves again in an opportunity where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to connect with the reality and the real reality. The reality that our success lies in the akhirah and connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And platforms like this and days like this help us to establish this connection. In the world today, it's very common for us, the Muslim ummah, to hear sentiments with regards to the atrocities, the oppression, the injustices, and the abuse of the Muslim ummah. In various parts of the world, it's something that we are all accustomed to, and we often hear it from the members of the masjid. We hear it in rallies, we hear it on social media. It's become a common sort of occurrence, and we somehow become a little bit, as we say, immune to this type of sentiment in the world today. But we know that Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world. The Muslims are still very vibrant. The ashar of deen still being upheld, alhamdulillah. And this is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran that Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, yuriduna liyutfi'u nurallahi biafwahim wallahu mutimmu nurihi walau karihal kafirun. That the nations, they wish to extinguish this nur of Allah, this deen of Allah. And Allah wishes to complete it, and they will never be able to do it. We also know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَلَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ سَبِيلًا. That the kuffar nations and the unbelieving nations will never be dominant over the Muslim nation. So alhamdulillah, we understand this, and we have this positivity, and we should always have this positivity. And we are in a time frame in history where the ummah is in a lull. And we happen to find ourselves in this lull at this moment in time, and this particular space in time. But with all this positivity, we also find that we are under a very subtle psychological sort of battle that the opponents and the enemies of this beautiful deen of ours insinuate. And this is something that is very subtle. We often hear this sentiment that most of the Muslim world languishes in the third world. Most of this Muslim population of the world are illiterate, or large parts of the Muslim world are people who are ignorant. There are no Nobel Prize winners or people who are at the cutting edge of science, astronomy and advancement. We are not seeing these being produced from the Muslim nations. Na'udhu billah. This suggests that this religion, this beautiful religion of Islam, is a backward religion. This is particularly coming from those who have enmity for this deen, and those people who are from the atheistic background, who feel there is non-existence of a creator. So this aspect I wish to discuss with you today, that we should not fall for this type of stigma and this type of sentiment. Why I say this is because if we look at what the people and the so-called intelligentsia of the world are saying, is that the advancement and the honor of a community depends on the obvious scientific, the obvious contribution in fields of the worldly sciences, which is in its place. And we often also, in retort to the sentiment, we often refer to our previous glorious years when we had people like Ibn Haytham, Khawarizmi, Ibn Sina. These were great philosophers, great thinkers of this Muslim Ummah, who put our Ummah, as we say, on the map. And at that time, this Ummah was a glorious and a golden Ummah. And we've sort of gone into a lull now. And we often refer to that and we retort that modern science today is built on what the Muslims discovered. If we look at algebra, if we look at modern optics, if we look at modern medicine, it was what we Muslims had discovered. And the Western powers and the powers of the day have just built on it. It's a fair sentiment, it's a good argument, but this is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us in this dunya for. And we may use this argument, and it has some truth in it. But what we must remember, and very clearly we must remember, is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this ayat of the Quran that I mentioned at the beginning, and the same sentiment was expressed to Nuh alayhi salam, the people around him. فَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ إِنَّا لَنَرَاكَ مَا نَرَاكَ إِلَّا بَشَرًا مِثْلَنَا. That the intelligentsia, the intellectuals, the affluent, the people of high status, mentioned to Nuh alayhi salam, مَا نَرَاكَ إِلَّا بَشَرًا مِثْلَنَا. We see you just as an ordinary man like us. You've got no superpowers, you're not an angel. And more importantly, then they mention this, and this permeates throughout the centuries and throughout the arguments of the people and the nations of the past. They say, they tell Nuh alayhi salam, مَا نَرَاكَ إِلَّا بَشَرًا مِثْلَنَا وَمَا نَرَاكَ اتَّبَعَكَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ هُمْ أَرَاذِلُنَا بَادِيَ الرَّأِ. That we don't see anybody but the poor, the downtrodden, the feeble, the weak ones, the so-called people from the third world following you. And those who are low in intellect, أَرَاذِلُنَا بَادِيَ الرَّأِ. That they are these people who quickly accept things. There's some simple-minded people, as we would say. If we want to use the word foolish, people of low intelligence, almost exactly what we see in our situation today, the sentiment that the vast majority of this Muslim ummah is languishing in a third world country. We cannot put forward somebody who we can look up to and say this person is responsible for the discovery of this modern scientific fact. So these are the realities that we live with. But look at this argument of Nuh alayhi salam, and it's a lesson for you and I, for the current sentiment that we find in our time. The ayat goes on, and they say, for that reason, بَلْنَذُنُّكُمْ كَاذِبِينَ. They tell Nuh alayhi salam, we can't believe in this religion, we can't believe in what you brought, you are. And then the beautiful response of Nuh alayhi salam, he says, قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ O my people, قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِن كُنْتُ عَلَى بَيْنَةٍ مِّن رَبِّي وَآتَانِي رَحْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِهِ فَعُمِّيَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ. That, oh my people, what? It's a question. قَالَ يَا قُمِ أَرَأَيْتُمْ. What should I say? إِن كُنْتُ عَلَى بَيْنَةٍ مِّن رَبِّي. If I am on a clear guidance from my Lord. That means I'm on a clear justification and proof on the existence of Allah, on the existence of the Akhirah, on my real purpose in this world. قَالَ يَا قُومِ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِن كُنْتُ عَلَى بَيْنَةٍ if I'm on that. وَآتَانِي رَحْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِهِ. And Allah has given me this knowledge. That it is ilham, it's wahi, it's divine knowledge. I am sitting with this. فَعُمِّيَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ. But you are blind to it. Allah has made you blind to it. أَنُلْزِمُكُمُوهَا وَأَنْتُمْ لَهَا كَارِهُونَ. Can I force you to believe? Can we force you to believe in what I know? This is the crux of the point, dear brothers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this special gift, and this is the gift of the knowledge of Nubuwwah that the prophets have brought alayhimu salam from centuries, from the time Allah has created the heaven and the earth, that Allah has given us this favor of iman. The favor of iman brings out fruits of knowledge that cannot be quantified. This knowledge of Iman gives us the conviction of why we are in this world. What will happen to us once we pass away? What will happen to the earth once, you know, there is destruction? Where have we come from? Where are we going? These knowledges and these blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me and you with. And many nations of the world out there, فَعُمِّيَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ, they are blinded to it. You know, they say if we could put morality, modesty, these beautiful values on a scale, we will far outshine the nations of the world. We all can see today with the different movements, people do not understand what modesty is anymore, what morality is anymore. This ummah will outshine the nations of the world. If we could even measure generosity, this ummah is known for its generosity. And these are all fruits of Iman. If we were to be able to measure generosity on a scale, this ummah will far outweigh any nation of this world. And it's not through our doing as an ummah, it is due to this blessing of Iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. Like that, we can list all the beautiful fruits of Iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, that if we were to be able to measure, it will give us the sense of superiority and pride again in our deen. If we look in the world out there, there's this obsession, especially in our day and age. They say the information highway has exponentially grew in the last 20 years, in our lifetime. What we knew 20 years ago, it was unfathomable what we know today. So there's this absolute exponential growth in knowledge. So the world has become obsessed with information, with technology, with scientific development. But sadly, we also know that this world has retrogressed, has degenerated in terms of modesty, in terms of morality, in terms of respect, in terms of integrity. We are no more the human beings of the past centuries. Although we've exponentially grew in the field of information and technology and scientific improvement, we've retrogressed just as fast and we've generated just as fast when it comes to these core values of being humans. You know, it's strange when you see a person who's got his PhD in astrophysics. He's a person who is able to send a spaceship to the moon and back. And this same person is unable to see the supreme being that has created the celestial bodies out there. This same person is worshipping the creation. This same person at times has no concept of there being a supreme creator. This is mind-boggling. We look at another person, highly qualified. He's the father of various sciences. He's got deep understanding of embryology and human development. But you get the same person with high understanding and high development in this academic science of human biology, but he's making simple mistakes regards to where's the basis of male and female gender and female gender and female gender and female gender. We see that happening in front of our eyes. It should shake us to think that we have reached such pinnacles of information and knowledge, yet basic facts of human biology are being denied by the same people. And that's why, again, we return to the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. Allah has blessed us with a nur within us, and the iman that has clarified everything. The Quran that is a Furqan, that we do not rely on totally on our intellect. And why I say that is the Quran alludes to these things, and it's just for us to be able to pick up and understand what the Quran is saying to us. We must understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or in deen, we refer to the intellect or the understanding or our brain power or intelligence with the Arabic word aqal. Aql is the Arabic word for our intelligence, our intellect. Meaning, what is the meaning? Where it comes from? It means a harness. A harness we put on an animal to control an animal. So the animal shouldn't go where it wants to go. We are able to control this animal. This is what intelligence should do. This is what intellect should do. It should be able to guide us as human beings to a direction that will not lead to our self-destruction. Unfortunately, this is the total opposite of what we're seeing in the world today. People who are intelligent, people who have the highest intellect, are making such provocative statements for the destruction of this, for humanity. Nonetheless, the Quran refers to this. And the Quran refers to two types of intelligence. The Quran refers to a physical, an intelligence of the mind, as we would say it, or a superficial intelligence. And the Quran then also refers to a deeper intelligence, the intelligence of the qalb, the intelligence of the soul, the intelligence of the heart, the spiritual intelligence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ غَافِلُونَ. That they know the physics of this world, they know the astronomy, of this world, they know the apparent knowledge of this world. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا. ظَاهِرًا is the apparent knowledges that we all, one of us, are engaged with every day. The laws of physics, the laws of chemistry, the knowledge of biology and botany. These are knowledges that are evident to us. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ غَافِلُونَ. But Allah is alluding to a significant, more important understanding and knowledge of the unseen world. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ غَافِلُونَ. This knowledge of the akhirah, the knowledge of the reality of our creation, the knowledge of what we have been placed on this earth for and where we are heading. Allah mentions in another ayat of the Quran, Allah says, فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَلْ أَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَلْ قُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَلْ أَبْصَارُ. The eyes are not blinded. Referring to people who cannot see these realities that Allah has blessed us with. This iman that allows us to see the real reality of this world. Allah says, فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَلْ أَبْصَارُ. That the eyes are not blinded. وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَلْ قُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. But their hearts are blinded. Again, the reference to these two types of intelligence. One, the physical, one, the spiritual. Now, physical intelligence, or the intelligence of this mind, is a ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, like wealth. Allah has given us wealth. If we use the wealth to please and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this wealth will be a benefit to us. We will see the benefits when our eyes close. We will see the benefits in the akhirah. And lots of times and often, and it is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we will see the benefits in this world. So if we spend our wealth in charity, the more charity we give, Allah says that our rizq will improve, our rizq will increase, our sustenance increase. Much like that, this intelligence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, this brain power, this mind, the physical intelligence, the superficial intelligence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, is a ni'mah. If we use it correctly, we will earn the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll earn the rewards of the akhirah. However, the misuse of this mind, the misuse of this intelligence, will lead us to destruction, and halaka. And this is the simple analogy of the mind of the human being, this superficial intelligence. And then we get the concept of the spiritual intelligence, the intelligence of the qalb, the insight of the qalb. This is the praiseworthy intelligence. This is always praised. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never praises the physical and the mental intelligence or the mind, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the heart and the intelligence of the qalb. So now that we know that we have these two types of intelligence, and we know how they operate, it is possible that as an individual you can have one and not the other. We see it all the time. A person could be a PhD, a master's graduate, a person who is excelling in the dunyawi sciences of this world. He's got all the brain power and the intelligentsia to go with it. But this same very person, as we mentioned before, is unable to recognize that there is a creator behind what he studied. And he denies the Creator. He denies the Supreme Being. So this is a form of intelligence that is divorced from spiritual intelligence. So he's got the spiritual, he's got the physical, the intelligence of the mind, but his heart is shut. Allah refers to it as a ghishawa. There's a blockage between these two intelligences. He's unable to channel the intelligence of his mind, this physical intelligence, to help him recognize the spiritual intelligence. And you may have on the other hand, a person who is, Allah has blessed him with spiritual intelligence. And he may not have much of this dunyawi mind, physical, superficial intelligence. He may not be able to solve a simple equation. He may not be able to write his name. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has imbued him with such a nur, such an intelligence, that he is able to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What greater ni'mah, what greater treasure can a person have than recognizing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only being that is worthy of worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only being that is capable of creating this human body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only being of being able to set about a system around us that never fails day in and day out. This man doesn't have physical intelligence. But Allah is imbued in his heart to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not have to go through Newton's laws to understand the philosophy and the physics behind the laws of nature. But he recognizes Allah and he bypasses all this knowledge. But Allah has imbued him with true intelligence. And this is what I want to emphasize, especially to our young brothers today. We are growing up in an environment where the sentiment is that Islam is a backward ideology. Na'udhu billah. We do not have a person who we can put forward and say, this is the, as we say, the Khawarizmi of the time, or the Ibn Sina of the time. We don't have people obtaining Nobel Prizes from the Muslim world. But I want you to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with spiritual intelligence. And this spiritual intelligence cannot be compared in any way to the physical and the intelligence of the mind. So what is the Muslim paradigm then? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in a beautiful ayah of the Holy Quran that إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. That verily in the creation of the heaven and the earth, in the alternating of the day and the night, there are signs for people of tafakkur, people who understand, and they try and link the power of the mind with the spiritual understanding and this hikmah and this wisdom. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. These are those people that remember Allah. They have the ma'rifat of Allah. Whether they're lying down, whether they're sitting or sleeping. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And they ponder. This is what is needed from us. We need to have both these intelligence. We have to have the understanding of the mechanisms of this world. We need to excel in it. We have people in the different fields, alhamdulillah, in our communities that are excelling the different fields of sciences. And we need to excel and put our ummah back on that pedestal that we rightly deserve in those sciences. But never fall short that this knowledge must then be channeled into the spiritual knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and spiritual intelligence, this iman that Allah has imbued us with. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That they ponder on this, and it increases them in iman. And they say, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. That verily, our Lord, you have not created all this. This system, this perfection, even within us, this perfection, you have not created this in vain. You have not created this in futility. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Subhanak, Ya Allah, you beyond all this. فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Again, bringing to us the real reality of the spiritual intelligence, that there is a day of accountability, there is a day of hisab, there is a Jannah and Jahannam that is now blocked off from our physical senses, but our spiritual heart has this conviction that we will one day stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and account for our actions in this dunya. So I wish to leave you in the last few minutes with this positivity. I began the khutbah and the talk today on this negative sentiment that, you know, our ummah is being abused. We have an ummah that is being oppressed. You know, every second day we hear of a certain part of the world where the ummah is being compromised and injustice is being meted out. But the positivity of this ummah, and Allah will not allow this ummah to be crushed, and will not allow this ummah to fall. And this sentiment that we should not lose this positivity, that we have this power of iman. This power of iman is the real treasure, the real wealth, the real knowledge that we should be all seeking, and Allah has given us. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. You and I, we're sitting here, as much as the world may say that this ideology, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, the Islamic ideology is backward, because look at the GDP of the Muslim countries, they are insignificant in front of the Western powers. We have no scientific person that we may look up to that has created or has come up with a discovery that we can look up to. But this point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it clear to us that you and I, Allah has expanded our breast to accept Iman and Islam. And it's a nur and a light. شرح الله صدره للإسلام فهو على نور من ربي. This is the real treasure. This is the real intelligence. And as much as we should make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us, this Muslim nation, the ummah, to rise to those glorious days when we had Abu Haytham, Ibn Haytham, we had Khawarizmi, we have Ibn Sina, we had people discovering things in the field of optics, we had people discovering things in the field of medicine, we contributed to algebra, we contributed to many things that the Western world has taken from us, and now they've gone to the moon with it. They're sending telescopes into space and making discoveries based on this ummah's legacy. But we should never lose hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has still blessed us with this gem of iman. This iman that if it put on a scale, it will outweigh any of these knowledges of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us this sharh sadr. Allah, give us this understanding of sharh sadr. Allah, give us the understanding that we have been blessed. Our hearts have been illuminated with true intelligence, with true knowledge. Allah also give us, and this ummah, the favor of returning to our glorious days when the world looked up to the Muslim Ummah with regards to any field of any benefit to this Ummah. And also we must make this an important emphasis in the youth of our day, that we must be positive and we must be proud of our identity as Muslims. Because this is the greatest target of the nations that have enmity. They want to take away this pride that we used to wear, this pride of being Muslims. And we are a nation that we should be so proud of this valuable gift of Iman. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He bless us with sharh sadr. Allah, give us this positivity with regards to who we are and our identity. And Allah, take this ummah from strength to strength and return it to its glorious days. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.